Chapter 30. The Entrepreneur. Lisa pulled up right in front of Union Station. Jack quickly climbed out before the traffic cop had a chance to move her on.
I'll call you after the meeting and let you know what train I'll be on.
She nodded as the traffic cop approached.
Okay, be careful, eh?
Jack grinned as the Porsche's tyres squealed away from the sidewalk. The apologetic wave from Lisa brought a smile to the cop's face as she sped off. Union Station is the main railway hub for Washington and the East Coast. The high-speed trains that run between DC and New York usually make the journey in less than 3 hours. Unfortunately, as Jack had to queue for a ticket, he missed the express. The next train north would be a regular service, leaving in 45 minutes, and would get him to Penn Station a little after 5:30 in the afternoon. The first-class carriages were busy, but Jack still managed to get a seat in the dining car section, where he was pleasantly surprised to find the tables set with linen cloths, fine china, and high-quality flatware. The menu, although small, was perfectly acceptable, and on reading through it, he found himself wanting and ready to enjoy a relaxed meal. He was seated opposite a bespectacled young man in his 20s who, during the course of the journey, explained he was the designer of a new smartphone application which allowed couples to meet online. Jack was mildly impressed when his travelling companion said he was on his way to New York to sell his application to Google. Jack and the young entrepreneur enjoyed a very respectable lunch, after which, and without going into any specifics, Jack mentioned the problem he was having finding a solution to the Afghan conspiracy. The young man listened, and after Jack had encapsulated the story, again, without specifics, his travelling companion said, "You've heard of Occam's Razor, haven't you, Jack?" Jack smiled. "I've heard the term, but I have to admit I don't really get it." The young man cleared his throat and sat up in his seat, as if preparing to give a lecture. "Occam's Razor basically says, when all other explanations have proved untrue, then the simplest or most obvious explanation is the answer. Be prepared to accept the obvious as being the solution." Jack nodded and smiled again.
"Yeah, I guess that's right. Don't overlook the obvious. Cheers, son."
On arrival at Penn Station, Jack left the coach with the young entrepreneur, and together they walked to the main exit. As they came through the barrier, they saw a liveried chauffeur holding a placard, the name in bold, multicoloured script. Pointing to the sign, the young man said, "This is me, Jack. Can I give you a lift anywhere?" Jack shook his head slightly.
"No, I'm fine, but thanks anyway. I'll get a cab."
"Okay. Well, it was nice to meet you, sir. Goodbye."
"You too, son. Good luck."
As Jack waited in the queue, a gleaming stretch limo, its rear window down, slowly passed the taxi rank. Jack smiled and then nodded in response to the young man's wave. The meeting with the Russians was set for 8 o'clock that evening. Jack had taken a cab from Penn Station to the Hilton in central Manhattan. He found a comfortable seat in a corner of one of the lounges and ordered tea. He called Nicole and then checked emails and messages on his smartphone. By 7:30, he was in another yellow cab and on his way to the address on Fifth Avenue. It was 8:15 when the taxi pulled up in front of an elegant multi-story building overlooking Central Park. Jack paid the cab and walked up the short flight of steps to the huge ornate doors, where he was greeted by a smartly dressed doorman.
"Good evening, sir. May I help you?"
Jack smiled. "I have a meeting with Mr. Currigan."
"May I have your name, please, sir?"
"Castle.
Jack Castle."
"Thank you, sir.
This way, please."
The door was opened and Jack entered an impressive, classically decorated hallway. Its floors and columns, resplendent in white and grey marble, shimmered in the light of a huge glittering chandelier. There were three elevators. The doorman stopped in front of the third and tapped in a 6-digit code. As the doors slid silently open, he said, "This will take you directly to the penthouse, sir." Jack stepped into the lift and said, "Thank you," as the man leaned in and pushed a button. A few seconds later, the mirrored doors opened and Jack was greeted by a stern-faced Vanya Currigan,